Joining us once again on the Newsmaker line this morning, Indiana Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly with lots going on. Senator, let's start with the fact that you're likely apparently to be facing a health care bill coming over from the House pretty soon if the vote today goes as Republican leaders over there hope. I want you to talk a little bit about that bill and particularly the guarantees that may or may not be in it regarding pre-existing conditions and other concerns you've expressed in the past.
Yeah, there are no guarantees for pre-existing conditions. They're moving a coverage for pre-existing conditions to the states, and it'll be state by state. And in addition to that, what will happen is that premiums can go through the roof for pre-existing conditions. And what we mean by that is diabetes, multiple sclerosis, heart disease, where for years now those have been covered at the same rates as everyone else. We are now going to make it so that if you have diabetes or if you have one of those conditions, that you will be, in effect, moved to the side and see our rates go dramatically higher. This is a really flawed piece of legislation that's going to hurt our families in St. Joe County and Elkhart and LaPorte and everywhere else.
As the bill comes to the Senate, the general consensus among the pundits seems to be it has virtually no chance of passing as written right now. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I think that's exactly right. I've talked to my Senate colleagues on both sides of the aisle, and I've seen very, very few senators who have an interest in taking away coverage for pre-existing conditions.
So what's all this for? Is this just optics, political optics, do you think?
You know, I don't understand the whole process that's being used, because I've for years said, look, let's work together as a team. We can make it so that we can improve the Affordable Care Act. We can make it so that premiums and deductibles are lower, that we can continue to provide coverage for younger people that may be less complicated, less expensive, and we put more in the pools. And so that always made more sense to me, is working together. This is a piece of legislation that I can almost guarantee when it gets to the Senate will not in any way, shape, or form look like what this is now.
All right, let's move on to the budget. There is a deal that has been agreed on that will fund the government through September, which is the end of the current fiscal year. Here it is May, and we finally got the year's budget done. Any hope of ever changing the way all that always seems to work out every year?
Boy, we should do that right now. That would provide certainty. That would enable our military commanders to know what the funding is going to be for them. It would enable organizations like the National Institute for Health to plan long-term research and to be able to function in a much better way.
As budget negotiations ramp up toward the fall, you've had a number of concerns, mental health, opioid abuse, and so on. How are those addressed in the current measure?
Well, we've seen that the current measure actually was much more of a normal budget than what has been proposed by the administration. So the administration has suggested a 20% cut in basic medical research, and that research is what finds the cures for cancer and other diseases. The current budget actually bumps it up by 1% or 2%. We've seen a significant increase in funding for attacking opioids and heroin, trying to beat those scourges that we have so we can make sure that our young people have a fighting chance on this issue. And so the current budget that we just put forward is much more effective, I think, in the hopes and dreams of Hoosiers.
Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very, very much. Thanks.